Today's episode is sponsored by an upcoming movie called If. We don't go to the theater a lot as a family, mostly because it's tough to find a movie we're all gonna like, but If is one of those movies. It comes out in theaters May 17th. I saw the trailer the other day, and we ended up watching the trailer multiple times to check out all the different imaginary friends that are in it. Some of them are what you would think an imaginary friend would be like, a nice-looking monster, kind of. But other ones are so random, like this one that's a knight and one's a dragon and one is just a banana. And it gets wilder too, but I'm not going to spoil it all for you. The movie is about this girl who can see imaginary friends, and she goes on this magical adventure to reconnect forgotten imaginary friends with their kids. I know me and my kids are going to enjoy going to the theater for this one, and the cast has tons of our favorite performers like Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Maya Rudolph, Matt Damon, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt. John Krasinski wrote the movie inspired by his own kids' imagination to be funny and exciting for all ages. It looks like a real slam dunk. The movie If releases in theaters May 17th, and we are totally going, so check it out. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Before we get started, I want to let you know that you can click the link in the show notes to visit the Kid Stories Podcast YouTube page to see a video featuring all of Max's monkeys. Alexander Kachmar from Cambridge, Massachusetts, shared an awesome drawing that included the fart belt. Great picture, Alexander. I think if you were a character in the stories, you'd be the guardian of the Dragon Sanctuary in an enchanted forest, where you would protect all kinds of rare dragons from poachers. Thanks for listening, Alexander. And Michael from Portland also shared a fart belt drawing. Thanks for that, Michael. I think if you were a character in the stories, you'd be an owl wizard who lives in the dark forest, and at night you fly around to protect travelers, and during the day you transform into your human form. Thanks for listening, Michael. Today's episode is titled Max and the Monkeys, Part 6. Max, his six monkeys, and Professor Blackwell, each in their own custom-made fighter ship, flew through space in a tight formation. Max and Blackwell had agreed on a plan of attack that would hopefully give them the element of surprise. All right, monkeys, before we get to Flora Prime and all of Glaw's ships, we're making a quick stop at a cargo ship, Max said into his comms while all the monkeys listened in their own ships. We're going to dock inside his cargo ship, and it's going to take us where we need to be. Because if we just fly up to them in our own ships, they're going to see us a mile away, said Max. But if we hide in a cargo ship, we can pop out and surprise them, hopefully get a few shots off before they even notice we're there. Soon, the eight little spaceships rendezvous with a massive cargo ship transporting goods. Without even slowing down, the cargo ship opened its huge bay doors, and Max and his friends landed inside. They didn't get out of their little fighter ships. They sat in their cockpits and waited. Hours later, they received the signal that they were in the orbit of Flora Prime. Max flipped on his comms. All right, everyone, once we fly out of this ship, it's open season. Blast any Glaw ship you can find, and if you take too much damage, then get out of there. Their fighter ships blasted out the back of the cargo ship. As they curved around the big ship, they saw Glaw's operation working at full tilt. They had previously destroyed one of Glaw's biggest ships, but it didn't seem to slow him down too much. Mining ships were lined up, going down to Flora Prime and then back up to deliver their valuable cargo to Glaw's massive transports. Flora Prime barely looked like a planet anymore. From out in space, Max, Blackwell, and the monkeys could see no green on the planet's surface. The jungles had all been cut down from the mining operations. Huge, deep cracks could be seen from space. The beginning stages of Glaw's plan to use robot miners to literally take the planet apart and sell it. For a second, Max and his monkeys looked down upon Flora Prime with a sadness they had never known. Their only home was destroyed. A home to thousands of other animals. Gone. A second later, they turned their attention to Glaw's ships. Huge, hulking masses of metal and technology floating out near Flora Prime and all around. Each one with countless blinking lights and smaller ships swarming all around. Max was the first to unleash a shot from his bright stone cannon. From his little fighter ship, no bigger than the escape pod it used to be, a bright yellow stream of destructive energy hummed out. The beam blasted from Max's ship and crackled with energy as it cut through space and cut right through one of Glaw's ships. The lights of this massive ship blinked and went out. Two pieces of this now destroyed freighter began to fall into the gravity of Flora Prime. The monkeys went wild. Normally, a blast from a ship like the ones they were in wouldn't do much damage at all to a ship as big as Glaw's freighters. But by drawing power directly from their brightstone tubes into the laser cannons, they had created a superweapon in each of their eight little crafts. The monkeys went wild seeing one of Glaw's ships destroyed, and their cannons also blasted yellow beams of crushing power. Ships all throughout Glaw's fleet exploded and crashed into each other. Now the small ships that were patrolling the space around Glaw's fleet turned and raced toward Max and the monkeys. The ships and robots getting bigger and bigger and bigger in their view screens, and Blackwell yelled, "Spread out! They're coming for us!" Soon their entire view was filled with security bots shooting through space right for them. The same black robots that tore apart their first escape pod were now descending on them by the hundreds. Squeak and Ruby used their ship's advanced speed and flew to either side of the cloud of security bots, picking them off one by one with their smaller blasters. Rocky's ship was made for such a moment. He powered up his forward shields with the brightstone energy and blasted right into the bunch. Security bots were crushed by his sudden advance, and the huge monkey hooted and hollered as he continued smashing into the bots. Leo, Max, and Blackwell angled their ships off to the edges of the cloud of hundreds of attacking Glaw bots and blasted through their numbers, the yellow beam of their brightstone cannons cutting right through their armored bodies. As the others dealt with Glaw's defenses, Gizmo advanced toward the larger ships of Glaw's fleet. The little monkey unleashed blinding rays from his ship's lasers and tore through Glaw's remaining fleet. And as the battle seemed to quiet, all of Glaw's remaining ships now turned and rushed Max and the monkeys and Professor Blackwell. A sea of ships unleashed their own firepower, filling the void of space with lasers. Max and the monkeys scattered to avoid the onslaught. "Spread out! Spread out!" yelled Max to the other monkeys through comms. "Avoid their fire at all costs!" And as much as they all did their best to maneuver their ships away from Glaw's, they began taking heavy fire. They all regrouped on the far side of the battle and had a few seconds of peace until the enemy ships pivoted and continued their assault. "We've got one more chance," said Max, seeing the monkeys' ships banged up and pocked with dents and burn marks from laser fire. His own ship was sounding alarms for damaged shields and thrusters. "We need to create a wall of bright stone laser to cut through these last ships," Max yelled. "Line up above and below me and fire on my signal." Max remembered telling the monkeys before to retreat if their ships were damaged. But now that they were so close to victory, Max had to push forward to end this once and for all. Again, Glaw's ships came for them in one huge cluster, a giant cloud of ships blasting through space and firing their own lasers. Once they got close enough, Max and the others would unleash their brightstone lasers all at the same time while flying from one side of the attacking ships to the other. "Almost! Almost! Fire!" Max yelled, and all at once the dark of space was lit up with the yellow beams of bright stone cannon fire, and Glaw's robot ships were nearly all vaporized. A second later, their red-hot cannons went quiet, and the space around them was filled with floating robot parts. The silence was broken as each of their monitors blipped to a different feed. Another ship was sending them an open communication, and an image appeared on their screens.
"You missed one, you little tree rat," Glaw screamed from the cockpit of his own little fighter ship. "You thought you could defeat me? A boy and his monkeys? I'll tear you apart."
Max looked up from his computer view screen to the clear window looking out upon Glaw's broken fleet. Flying through the debris was another ship, Glaw's personal fighter. A small ship similar to theirs, but with two robot arms sticking out from each side. Glaw's ship was on Max before he could react. One robot arm grabbed hold of Max's ship, and the other one smashed and smashed and smashed into its metal hull. Max reached down and squeezed the trigger on the joystick of his cannon controls, and Nothing happened. A red light flashed on his control panel as the computer indicated that his bright stone energy tube was empty.
Help! I'm out of bright stone! I'm a sitting duck!
Max yelled into his comms. The other monkeys and Blackwell were already on their way. They too had exhausted their brightstone canisters in their final shot, so they had no choice but to ram Glaw's ship with their own. Leo, Ruby, Gizmo, Rocky, Squeak, and Blackwell all steered their ships as fast as possible, smashing into Glaw's ship over and over. But it wasn't enough. Glaw's ship was literally tearing Max's ship apart. Alarms sounded and flashing red lights blinked on Max's display. Hull breach imminent, his computer said. Max considered his options and slowly realized that he had none. These ships were too little to have escape pods, and he was out of energy. All their other ships were damaged badly.
Luna, where are you?
Max replied, hearing the monkey in his comms.
Everyone scatter! Luna's gonna take the shot! Max said to the others.
Luna, whose ship featured cloaking technology making her invisible to other ships' scanners, had enough brightstone for one final shot. She told the other monkeys to get away from Max and Glaw for fear she hit them too. And the wise monkey knew there was a possibility she hit Max's ship, but this was a last resort. Luna's ship was badly damaged as well. Her thrusters were offline. She couldn't steer at all. But her ship was floating and turning in a way that would put Glaw in her sights for just a second. As Luna's ship turned slowly, Glaw and Max fighting came into her sights. She waited for just the right moment and fired! The last of the energy in her bright stone canister flowed into her ship's lasers and the bright yellow beam filled her view screen. The beam blasted Glaw's ship straight on, and he was rocked away from Max, and they all watched as Glaw and his broken ship careened into the void of space until they were out of sight. A moment passed.
Our ships are all busted up, Max said. I'll put a call out for help.
Later, Max and the others were picked up by a rescue team. They all returned to Midwan, their ships mostly ruined. The monkeys spent most of their days in the nearby forest. Max and Blackwell spent most of their time in the lab tinkering. But every once in a while, Max would go out to Elder Tree Forest and spend the night with his monkeys. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. Adios.